Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com/shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, episode 75. Man, I almost got that wrong for a sec. What's going on? Guys, it seems like we haven't been here forever.
Have we been here?
Have we?
When was the last time?
Mentally, emotionally? When was the last time? That's a good question. I guess 3 weeks ago? Four? Three.
Four. Mm.
That's my final answer. What's going on? How y'all doing?
Exhausted.
Man.
I was the fourth.
I'm chilling, man.
The fourth is good. Chilling. The fourth, I got to watch Mr. Juice Wayne here. Spin a little bit. Do a little bit of his side gig, DJing.
Oh, yeah. How was the set?
I did my thing. My Thug Dizzle.
It was a great set.
Love it.
It was I mean, we also went to Evo. That's also something that happened since we were last here.
We did.
Hell yeah.
No one can call me bad at video games anymore. I need that to be explicitly out there. I need to put that out there, mainly because the three. So I dropped out of one game. I dropped out of Granblue. Fair enough. But what is it? Undernight, which is a game that I found out that I only have 15 hours in total. Crazy. I didn't go 0-2. I got a win. Then played one of the best players from Japan immediately. got my ass handed to me. He handed me a snack. After beating my ass. he was like, hold on, before you leave, here's a snack from Japan, and handed me a Korean snack from a Korean company. which is the same ones that I keep at my desk at work. Which is very funny. And then I probably could have won the next game, but whatever. I got on stream for Rivals of Aether not immediately after that, but did a lot of fighting my way through that. I felt like I should have done better in that. Don't watch the VOD. I definitely got embarrassed a little bit.
It's on stream. I got the date and timestamp.
I mean, fun fact, the guy that I lost to is the person who won Ludwig's qualifier to get the free Evo spot.
Oh, God.
So he wasn't bad. On top of me just, not knowing what to do against that character that guy was not a bad player. But the guy that he almost lost to in Losers was also the person that I put into Losers, and I really wanted that matchup. He's somebody... I feel so bad. I feel like I was such an asshole on accident that entire set, or that entire pool, I guess. Do you know what happened, Mikey? Did I tell you?
No.
J-Dog was there. So first, round one. Winner's round one. I win. It's fighting game. We're all trying to get better together. So, you know, I give him some advice. I was like, hey, you got to be really careful with this link that you're trying to do, because I can slip out of it and punish you for trying to continue. He's like, oh, that's good to know. I was like, yeah, just look for the arrows, blah, blah, blah. And he turns to me. He's like, hey, what rank are you? And I was like, gold-ish. And I walked away. I didn't realize that he was probably diamond or something. Because I'm not a good measure of online rank is not a good measure for how good you are offline.
Yeah.
Like, I am definitely see me at land type of player. But I did see a look of light defeat on his face when I said that. And then I played against a pro after that. And then, which, oh God, that was difficult. I just felt like he was playing. It was like trying to race a Supra in like your minivan. Like, like he was just so much faster than me. All you know, that, yeah. I felt lost. But he, once again, I knew he was a pro. I knew he was good. So it's whatever. Losers round. Losers round three, I guess it would have been at that point. I forgot to have smash attacks on, strong attacks, just completely disabled. Game one. I found out halfway through because I didn't like confirm my settings. I did win game one, which made it feel so much worse. So I won game one, and then I had to look at him and be like, hey, hold up. As he had to watch me go into the settings, turn on the option.
He's like, there's no fucking way.
So, you know, going on, and then going on stream after that, getting my ass handed to me, kind of feels like karma.
out here just BMing kids.
And then I had to run off stage to go to my next pool. For 2x KO. I won first round, lost second round. Then won a round in losers. Which during that losers run that I was doing for 2x KO, I found out how tired I was. I didn't realize how fucking tiring it was competing for 6 hours straight, basically.
Heck yeah.
But I plugged in my USB into the LAN adapter and was sat there for a good 4 minutes, confused why my buttons didn't work or why my controller wasn't lighting up. And my opponent was so stunlocked that I did that. That he just kind of like couldn't say anything because he watched me plug into the LAN adapter. He was like, I'm surprised that fit. I'm surprised the USB fit into the LAN adapter so perfectly. Of the PS5. It was
giggity.
And then, yeah. You know, shout out to Andre, the homie. Got me a shot of vodka and some Red Bull for my loser's run to help wake me up.
Nice.
And then he watched me play the most belligerent game I've ever played with no regard. The guy was bad. He knew he was bad. He was joking about getting coaching halfway through the set. So I consulted ChatGPT, you know. I asked ChatGPT how to win fighting games.
Yeah, mute. Imagine how he trained games in one singular game instead of four at the same exact time.
No, that's not how fighting games work.
Imagine.
Unironically, I don't know, that's not how people play fighting games. That's why Sonic Fox is the GOAT.
Dude, that guy is in. He's not human, bro. I think that there needs to be some PED tests in these tournaments from now on.
There are.
There are now.
Yeah, I mean after the Counter-Strike scandal, but then you get a little. It becomes a little like, oh, if they are on Addy, is it for their condition? Because all of us have ADHD. That's.
Yeah. It's just in you. Yeah, no, it's fun being at the tournament. Obviously, I don't ever do shit when I go there. I'm just kind of like everyone's cheerleader. But it's cool to be there though, and you know, just you know, see you guys, you know, do your thing, you know, play and whatnot, do well if you can. It's just an excuse for me to go drink. That's really all it is. I mean, let's be honest.
That's
all it is.
True.
Guys, sucked that you guys were so far away from the venue, or ended up so far away from the venue.
I mean, we were only an 11-minute, like 13-minute drive. It really wasn't that bad.
It was a 20-minute drive on the short days,
on the short days. No, it didn't feel like, I mean, granted, I wasn't the one driving. Someone else was driving me, but whenever I was an Uber, I didn't really feel like, oh, here we go. You know, gotta make a long journey.
I mean, okay, so when I, yeah, the times that I went to the house, when there was like any amount of traffic, it was a 30-minute drive.
Whoa.
Damn. You guys weren't that close to the venue. It was like 20 minutes on average.
Remember,
I'm pretty sure 90% of the Ubers took back roads, though.
I took the back road, yeah, to you guys. But it's still like...
I don't remember feeling like that bad, but yeah.
I mean, that's the benefit of...
I wasn't driving. I was chilling, so...
you're on vacation time. Like,
yeah.
30 minutes is a
I get in the car, I was just like, drive me, Jeffrey.
You're two TikToks post-haste. In, you're there already.
Two TikToks in.
Yeah.
Oh, just doing fast. Dances in the backseat and shit.
The first and the last one is all you remember. Everything else in the middle is just...
Yeah, exactly.
Your algorithm's fucked because you just sit on the same one TikTok while you're just staring out the window listening to the same like 30-second clip of a song.
You're speaking of, can I rant really quick? So I hate the fact that every time we do this, you know, we always have these plans for like, oh, dude, we're gonna shoot some content, you know, because like the boys are there, and then it never happens.
I clicked a button. Sorry.
Oh, you clicked a button?
I he started ranting, so I had to leave real quick.
Fuck you too. I would really love for the boys to shoot some content, bro, but you know, we're all gamers. You're just in the house like me. I don't want to do anything. Me.
I mean,
we're on vacation to sleep.
We got decent content. It's just nothing like at the actual like house and outside of Evo.
Yeah. That's what I was really looking forward to, you know, really both sides of it, but I don't know. We'll see, man. We got DreamCon.
If you guys were closer, maybe we could pull something off. I mean, Juice, all you had to do is stop a tree from falling on a roof.
I know, right? Well, you know, you're down. I know that you'd be down if we had ideas, but just the rest of the lazy scum in that house. Everyone else is just like, me, I want to sweep.
That's why you just do it without their consent.
It were just well, they're all have cameras. Out.
Yeah, dude, you gotta do the sleep cam. You gotta.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like everybody was just either playing Street Fighter or just chilling. I guess like not much going on when we were there, anyways.
I mean,
yeah.
Where the non lazy homies at? That's what I need. Where the non lazy homies at?
Bringing a whole ass pull up. DJ set for no reason.
Hell yeah. I like that part actually. That was nice. That was nice.
I'm surprised we even have the fucking cables for that shit.
Yeah. By the way, it turns out that my flash drive was with me the whole time. It was just tucked and I couldn't feel for it. So that was sick.
Poor brother.
That was sick.
It's okay. Yeah, I had all your music on my fucking laptop.
Yeah.
or your old shit, at least.
So it worked out.
Mikey complaining when he's the problem.
The pool was sick too, man. Shit. We should have used it, you know? A little skinny dipping. I mean, just, you know, hanging out at the pool.
You guys didn't skinny dip?
Brian was in bastards. It a bit.
Bastards.
I think Christina went in like once, but no, she didn't actually go in. It was like a dip your feet thing. But anyways, guys, we got games.
Yeah.
Starting off.
No, before we do that though. Yeah. I gotta say, I discovered recently that Multiversus is back. Kinda. And it's awesome. It's a mod,
it, right?
No, it's called Open Versus. It's basically just a mod.
Oh god.
But it's sick, you know. You can play online against people again. So if for whatever reason you got the bug and feel like playing some multiverses, you can totally do so. Everyone that I played against is basically like fucking professional, so you're going to get your ass kicked for a little bit, you know, just putting it out there.
Are we
a few matches, won none of them.
Are we gonna start running tournaments again, J Dog?
Yeah. I don't even know if you can even like invite people. I'm pretty sure you can only just queue up for online, which is great. Well,
there's another like modded project called like Infinite or something like that. Another team does. I don't know.
Oh, nice.
How far that? Like I stopped paying attention to development like August last year, whatever.
Yeah.
But I guess it was still going. I don't know how popular it is now, but.
Well, bring the tourneys back.
Yeah, right.
Imagine, you guys missed those tourneys.
Imagine, dude.
Yeah. I will say, I will never go back to that game.
That's a little too niche to do good, tournaments.
Good riddance.
What? There are some decisions, and by some, I mean all those decisions were. It's crazy how good of a game it was the first time around, and then it just kept slowly getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I understand like their reasoning for wanting to slow it down so casuals could like it too. However, if they didn't do that, I feel like that game probably would still be alive, because it's just like Melee. You know, like, no one's playing it except the people that love it, and that might just be enough to keep it alive in the tournament scene.
Yeah,
you need at least for a few years.
You need somebody to love it and be very loud about it. That's what Melee always had for it, which is very loud people loving that game.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. All right. Sorry, I had to put that in there. That one, you don't think so?
I don't know about tournaments.
Hell no. Meaning that you think that you don't think the game would still be like alive with tournaments if it was like as fast as it was in the beta?
I don't think so. I mean, it like sure people would probably play it, but I don't think people would be jumping in on tournaments for it for sure. I'm even surprised that people are playing a modded version of it, TBH. Like, just. Yeah. I don't know. There's always that niche crowd, I guess.
Of course, yeah.
I was hella confused on the video you sent for a sec, bro. I thought you were like, it was some cyberpunk RPG shit, like new coming out. It's gonna be a sick ass, you know, RPG, and then all of a sudden, cooking.
Like, cooking word.
I was so thrown off, bro.
Yeah.
You didn't even put that one in here. Crap. I guess we'll go down.
I did.
Did you?
The cooking one.
In the topic list.
What was it? Point number. Oh, I didn't put it in the list. You're right. Yeah, it's in our chat. That's why. Yeah.
but yeah. So something I saw earlier last week. Xbox is shitting itself. Microsoft is shitting itself. And they're threatening to shut down a couple studios, possibly including Undead Labs, the makers of State of Decay 3.
Are we surprised?
Nope, not at all.
Yeah.
Pissed off, but not surprised, I guess, yeah.
Not at all. I wish I knew what happened. Unfortunately, I don't think any of us got in the playtest, so couldn't see the state of the game. Assuming they either didn't have enough playtesters, or there was just so much negative feedback that they were put on the threatened to shut down list. So Xbox is officially looking for a buyer for Undead Labs, amongst other studios. So this should be interesting, boys. On top of
looking for a buyer,
PlayStation going apparently completely digital.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heard about that news. Yeah, we heard about that news.
I know a handful of people who are completely breaking away from consoles because of that.
Yeah, just go buy a $1,500 Steam machine. You're fine. You get there's your replacement.
I mean, honestly, if you already own a like a desktop, I don't actually. I've been sitting on this. I don't think the $1,500 is like that bad of a price. I mean, it's expensive as fuck, and it's really only for those who really, really want it. But for basically a small computer that has a graphics card in it and RAM, you know, $1,500 is not bad.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't own a PC,
yeah.
It's like
it can get a lot more expensive than that.
Yeah, it's like a whole lot more expensive than that. Custom too, like it's a custom GPU, a custom. I think it's actually a custom CPU as well. So it's like,
I think that's how they keep the price down. You know, that's
yeah.
Because like, because yeah. Because I mean, wow, GPUs are still so fucking expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I couldn't imagine actually like building a computer. For gaming specifically, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you think about the fact that by them having this hardware configuration locked in, that also means that they don't have like developers don't have to worry about like they know what they're building their game for. They know what specs of their game for at all times, so it makes it more optimized.
Yeah. It's also it's so much easier to just build games for PC and strictly for PC, and also have everybody's Steam Deck and Steam machine just work with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well, that's the thing. Is there going to be like Steam machine specific games, or is it just going to be like this game works on Steam machine?
Yeah, every game is going to work on Steam machine. Period.
Because are you going to be playing Crysis 3 on it? Maybe not. I don't know. But
I think the idea is that it like really cuts down on a lot of the computing power. That basically, you're stripping back an actual computer to only play video games, so it doesn't have any background bullshit. That's why it runs on Linux. You don't like a Linux based system.
Yeah, no fluff.
So you can just have the Steam machine.
Yeah, there are definitely benefits to it when you really dig into it. Obviously, the price is going to be important. I think people were expecting console prices, and then when they didn't get that, they were like, what the fuck? But it's like, okay, well, hold on. I'll think about it for a second. There's more to it. Obviously, we would like it to be cheaper, obviously.
Well, yeah, I think the question, like the real big question between considering it like a mini PC versus a console is, are you going to be able to mod your games?
To mod like the PC or play modded games?
Like update the...
To use the workshop, the Steam workshop with the Steam machine. Which,
true. I'm
assuming that you can. Because you can
it'd be kind of crazy if you couldn't.
Stream Deck, right?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure.
Because I think the Steam Deck is going to be the base. I honestly... I don't know. Even if you can't, I don't think that's that important to most people.
Well, that
and once
I
again,
think
it,
that's a
it's a luxury project,
right? I mean, if you can't mod your games, you're basically just buying another console, right?
I agree.
Like
you
that's,
can. I think that
I
be...
di- no, I disagree.
Also,
I think you might be underestimating the power of the Steam Workshop community. I think that's obviously most of those people are going to be on PC.
I disagree with the idea that it's just another console, mainly because of crossplay and all that. Like the fact that you can just play all your games, like both on. Okay, even if it was just Jackbox, right? It is so much more convenient to have like. Either a Steam Deck. Can Steam Deck stream into a TV? I don't think so, right? It's just
I'm not 100% sure.
But like just having a machine to just play something on the big screen, like Jackbox, if you have people over, that it's so convenient. It's like so overwhelmingly convenient. But once again, we're looking at this at like you're trying to like say that this is gonna replace like PlayStation. Or whatever. I think Steam already did that for its own games.
Well,
I think people are already thinking
I'm
that
not
they're
really
going to
saying
go.
Like replace it. I'm just saying like the biggest difference between dictating whether it should be classified as a quote-unquote console versus a quote-unquote mini PC would be, can those mods be used?
Yeah.
I just think that, for the people that buy the Steam machine, it really doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, sure. Probably not. It's like the demographic of people that want the Steam machine probably aren't into modding. They're probably not big modders, but it can be a gateway into what will make them a fan of modding if they really enjoy the Steam machine and they want more out of it. Therefore, now you're like converting to, all right, let's get a PC now.
Especially with like basic workshop stuff, where you just kind of like download the workshop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't imagine that you couldn't do that on the Steam machine, but I don't know.
To be determined.
Yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, I the more that I think about it, the more I'm like okay with it. Mainly because these are people who want to play their Steam games on a big screen without lugging a computer into their living room. It's also not at a as far as like long-term costs go, I know a lot of people were thinking about for like the tournament space. I think it's good for that, for like fighting game tournaments or any other video game tournament that runs like a Steam exclusive game. Makes it a lot.
Multiverses tournament can work off of it. Word.
Yep.
You sick?
Makes it a lot simpler than trying to get a bunch of different consoles. Yep. Rivals is definitely. I know that there's already a plan to just like mass order them for those tournaments.
That's a great point.
Did someone delete my thing? What the fuck? Because this kind of leads into like my question as far as like modding goes and stuff like that. One of the most modded games and beloved games, GTA 5.
Oh god.
For sure.
How do you guys feel about GTA 6 with the GTA Plus subscription style online?
Wait a minute. GTA Plus. Okay. GTA Plus. Wait.
What's that all about?
Drop my memory.
I didn't even know there was a like subscription.
Yeah.
Yeah. GTA Plus, I believe, gives you. It's a $7.99 a month subscription to get exclusive vehicles, extra car stuff. I believe there was rumors that they might be locking
I heard about this.
Online stuff behind it.
I heard about this. So basically, the cesspool of the gaming community, aka GTA Online, will be locked behind the more expensive version of GTA, or is it just the monthly subscription?
It's the monthly subscription, and basically, it's a pay to win, pay to play,
which is basically what it's always been.
Yeah, because you want to. Basically, if you want to make sure that you have all the best vehicles and stuff like that, you get like bonuses, extra money, blah blah blah.
Imagine actually playing a game and unlocking things on your own.
Wow. Yeah, well, okay, listen, I'm not necessarily mad at the idea that they want to go this pay to win kind of style, because again, GTA Online and fucking GTA 5 was pay to win, right? That's kind of how it was, and the community didn't seem to care, because you know, you log on and everyone's got fucking private jets with rockets flying out of them and shit. So it seemed like people didn't give a shit about it. So I mean, if that's the case, fine, so be a rock on. What does seem weird is if you're going to lock GTA Online behind a certain version of the game, or I don't know, like that seems a little bit strange to me.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about that.
I heard that might be the case. I am reading now that they might have that either might have changed or I just heard wrong.
Yeah.
I know that also another big thing about GTA Plus for GTA 6, since you can only buy the pre-release for consoles, right?
Yep, so far.
That comes with a free month of GTA Plus. I hope that they have changed this already. I can't find anything about it, but after that free month, it auto-renews with the credit card on file.
Oh, hell no.
And that's if you pre-order the game.
That's yeah.
Interesting.
What's annoying about this to me is it's not like they're not going to make their money. I imagine there isn't one person on that team that's concerned about whether or not they're gonna sell units. You motherfuckers are gonna sell billions of copies at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So the whole I don't know the idea of these extra cash grabs is a little bit concerning to me. That gives me not as much hope that the game's gonna actually be legit. Because it's like it's gonna be one of those like let's get it while we can and get the fuck out kind of situations, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's hyped around the game. The game's gonna suck. They don't know that yet. So let's just get what we can and get the fuck out. You know, that's how it's feeling.
Yeah.
Not too excited about that. Investors back, dog.
Yeah. Which is like, yeah, you know, I totally get that, but the level in which they're going about it just seems a little too desperate. If that shit is true.
I mean, history repeats itself. I don't know. It'll be fine. It'll be fine, guys. It's GTA.
It'll be fine.
I was curious on how you guys felt about that, mainly because, you know, I'm not going to be pre-ordering that game. I might not even be playing that game. And so, because you know what I'm going to be playing?
Hello Kitty Party Land.
I was going to say Avatar Legends. the Legend of Korra Avatar fighting game, 2D fighter.
Looks sick as fuck.
I'm going to be mogging people with Kyoshi, Avatar Kyoshi.
Sick as fuck. How do you feel about the Marvel Tokon game? Do you think it's going
to
be legit?
I fucking don't care. This is... I've already done fighting game rant today, so I'll keep it short. Tag Fighters are for those who need lots of things on the screen all the fucking time, and I'm not
about it.
I've played exactly one Tag Fighter that I enjoy, and that is 2XKO, and even that really drains all my soul. Which is why I'm pretty excited about the Avatar Legends game. It's purely hand-drawn. All the animation's hand-drawn, so it looks like the cartoons. You can fuck people up with Toph, fucking Korra, Azula. I'm sure there'll be DLC characters. It's only $30 for the pre-order.
Only
right now. If you want to get the deluxe edition, you can get the year pass for free.
Sick.
When's that come out?
We love
that. That comes out in 2 weeks. That comes out on the 23rd of July.
That's not bad.
Aang looks silly. Zuko looks fucking weak as fuck, which is good. But, I mean, the game looks cool. I haven't played any of it. I might not get it on release. We'll see.
Nope.
No, mainly because, like, I'm so tired.
Hell yeah.
I put it out on a tweet where, like, with my, like, post Evo thoughts, which is, Unk needs rest. I need...
Unky needs rest.
There's a Dio is stuck cansado. Avatar series? Really?
Have you watched the live action?
I didn't even I have not heard that. Thing.
The Netflix live action. It's okay.
Is it good?
Eh, it's okay. Like, they made a lot of, like, weird decisions. Like, the big one that I know everyone was talking about was they made early Sokka way less of a sexist. Which, I know people are complaining because it's, like, actually a core part of his, like, character of becoming, like, this child. Oh, I'm a man's man.
I'm fucking Mulan type shit.
Into becoming, like, oh, like a full-rounded character, you know? Actually becoming a leader and a warrior and all that stuff. But...
You know, actually, but, Mew, it's really funny you mentioned that. You know what show was actually really fucking dark? Like, I don't know if you guys saw it, but the fucking... the Lord of the Rings series that was on Prime. Bro, those...
Oh, I haven't watched it.
Those yet. Night battle scenes, I'm sitting there looking at my TV like, bro, what is going on in this fucking scene right now? Like, I just see, like, little flecks of light from the, like, fucking fire torches and shit, and I'm just like, I hear swords, and you're like, what? I'm closing my blinds and shit, turning off all the lights, like, what the fuck is going on?
they're like the scene where Daredevil fought in like in the hallway and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But dude, something I'm super excited for in 2 days, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello Kitty Party Land.
Oh my god. Oh. I still haven't played Island Adventure yet, bro. I still need to get on that grind. Doom the Dark Ages is actually having first DLC, bro. Bro, I'm excited.
Here we go.
Dude, so for those of you who aren't aware, all three past games have kind of been they have their own play styles, which is really weird. But it fucking works because it's Doom and it's Bethesda. 2016 was pretty much all about the gunplay, hot swapping guns, just fucking you know, shoot with a super shotgun, instantly switch your fucking Gauss cannon and just fucking go ham switching between your guns. Doom Eternal, pretty much all about dashing, air movement, ground movement. All that stuff. And then Dark Ages comes out and everything is semi-slowed down. You're more, I wouldn't say strategic, but your shield basically turns into a quote-unquote parry, which basically reflects projectiles back. So you don't have the crack movement of Doom Eternal, but you're still like kind of, you're more not...
More about timing.
Playing the distance game, but yeah, you're playing timing, you're playing those parries. I actually had to turn up the game speed of fucking Dark Ages just because I was like, bro, this parry is way too fucking slow. And I turned it up to like 120%. I'm like, all right, there we go. Now we're talking.
Interesting. So Doom is gonna be like a Souls like now? Like if Doom were a Souls like?
Not really. I mean you still got your health and armor and shit, so it's like still the basic stuff. It's just instead of coming from Eternal where you have your dash and it's all about movement and dodging projectiles, you basically use the shield to reflect projectile back, and that's how you quote unquote like protect yourself. But with the Revelations DLC, from what I've seen in the video, it looks like you get a fucking spear now, and that spear basically acts as not only an attack but also like a grapple hook.
I was gonna say, it doesn't look so much as a spear. Instead it's like a harpoon, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Bro, it's so. Oh my god! Like, if I'm this is the link I posted in chat, right?
Yeah.
That's the video I saw. I'm gonna post this in Twitch chat as well. It looks so good. It looks so good. It's the one little movement that Dark Ages was missing, and now it's just like, I gotta go back, mate.
It's there now.
I gotta go back.
It's there now.
This guy literally like in the video, like harpooning, like grappling around and doing like a whole fucking 360 around a monster using a grapple on one monster to launch to the other side of the map to kill fucking other shit. It's just like, it's like Pathfinder Titanfall shit all over again. You know? It's like, I'm here for it. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
July 7th.
That's coming out. It's gone. All right. I might have to check it out. It sounds fun to me. These days, I am starting to enjoy that style of combat now, where it's all about time. You know, after playing Ghost of Tsushima and both of the God of Wars, I'm starting to enjoy that combat style a lot more now. So, damn, man, it might be time. It might be my time. Finally, cobbling.
I think, do you have Game Pass?
Yeah, I do.
I think
I've been paying for a while now and didn't fucking know it. So, yeah, I definitely do.
I think Dark Ages is on Game Pass. Whether or not the DLC is going to be on Game Pass, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But basically, if you want, because you haven't played any of the Dooms, have you?
No, I haven't.
So if you want basically just like to focus on your gunplay, like just mass swap between guns, 2016. If you want cracked ass movement and just dodging everything being thrown at you, Eternal. If you want more of a timing based game, Dark Ages.
And you know, if you're willing to put in the time, Hello Kitty Island Adventure is 40% off on Steam right now.
Hell yeah.
40%, dog? Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, it's summer sale.
I'm getting it now. We're going now.
Hell yeah, brother. My time has come. That's great.
I also would like, I don't know if we have a big enough audience just in general. I would like for everyone, because this word was used, and I really think that this genre title should be scrapped. Can we all just tag the new Hello Kitty Party Land as a Souls-like? Just...
What?
As long as it has a campfire mechanic.
Yeah, Souls-like is a term that I am very adamant doesn't mean anything anymore. So we're going to... I just want everyone to... This is a call to action. When Hello Kitty Party Land releases on October 29th, 2026. If you can go just, you know, stick a Souls-like tag in there.
in our review,
yeah.
I'll curate it.
Feels like Elden Ring. Feels like Elden Ring.
gives Dark Souls vibes.
yeah, that'll be the day.
Why does I'm trying to think. Why does Blood of Dawnwalker sound very fucking familiar?
Yeah, we talked about it a while ago. It's basically gonna be like an RPG, you know, where you play a vampire by day. Of course, you know, the idea is to kind of feel like a real vampire, so by day you're not necessarily doing vampire activities. You know, you might be like moving around, you know, the world, learning things about like learning things about your whatever your upcoming mission is, kind of, you know, traveling the world just as a normal human. And then by the time night gets there, then you start to like kind of pop out and start doing vampire type shit. So I think it's gonna be really interesting, actually. They also allow you to have different, you know, like if it's daytime, there are certain skills or certain abilities that you can and cannot do versus nighttime, like your power and everything shifts. So just think of like an, you know, RPG story where, you know, you play a vampire and you're kind of just, I don't know, you know, just kind of going about the world doing your thing. I don't want to say it's going to be like Kingdom, you know, Kingdom Come or anything like that. You know, I don't think it's going to be that in depth, because from what I've seen, the story seems a tad bit linear but open at the same time, but could be interesting, you know, something that? I don't think we've ever seen before.
It was developed by the Witcher 3 director, so
yeah.
What was that other vampire looter shooter or whatever that like didn't go anywhere?
Oh, that game was fun. That game was fun too.
Was it?
I think it still exists. Hell yeah, that game was hella fun. It was the what made it annoying was that the people discovered that the melee was broken and no one was using guns anymore until they nerfed the shit out of it. I think that's what caused a lot of people to stop playing it. But it was I can't remember what it was called.
I know we covered the chat. It at one point.
I was playing it with like a few people when it was a thing. I can't think of the name of the game though, but yeah. So I suppose it might feel like that in a sense, but you know, not a VR.
Speaking of playing games, oh, we need sand players, bro. I need somebody to play sand with, dog.
So I was watching gameplay, and I don't know. I might need some convincing, because I wasn't like crazy about it. But I thought, okay, it seems interesting, I guess.
I think the biggest downside on it right now is the foot gunplay. It's got some weird projectile thing with bullets based on, like, you know, like, basically, like, your whatever platform you're on. Like, if somebody's on a fucking trampler going one direction, your bullet's going like...
Yeah,
the hitboxes are really fucking weird. So I would say that's the biggest gripe on it right now. Everything else seems solid. Nothing too fucking concerning or anything. It's just that I just can't. I don't like shooting my gun. I really don't. It's so it's like a 50-50 on if I'm going to actually hit somebody. Especially if they're moving.
Yeah. Let me just say that I really hate the idea of releasing a game that you know needs like real work done. Releasing a game that feels good but needs tweaks is different than releasing a game that you know like people really aren't gonna like this.
But then you're still like
ship it anyways.
Well, that's the thing.
That's what I'm not a fan of.
Everybody complained about this shit in like the alpha playtest or server slam or whatever the fuck they did. And then they pushed back their early access release like 2 more weeks. And we still basically got the same shit and then more modified shit. So it's like when you're using the early access tag to basically like, hey, we're going to throw in all these modifications on quote unquote early access release. It's like, I mean, why do you even do that? Okay. Like, why have a fucking alpha and then like seemingly nobody complains about one issue and then go into an early access launch and like the movement is completely different?
How would you guys feel if, this is something I was thinking about, for early access, how would you guys feel instead of paying like full price or whatever for early access, if there was like a mandatory, like you pay like a down payment to the game, right? Because like you can early access that feel good, like fine to play, are the ones that are free. It's free to play early access, and then you figure if you want to buy it out later. But as like a compromise, because you know people are trying to make money, basically you pay maybe a max of like half upfront to get access the early content.
Well, that's the thing, is like you're paying,
and then you can choose to, yeah,
you're paying full price, and you don't even know if the game's actually gonna hit a 1.0 release. Like, you're literally paying for an unfinished game that you don't know is actually gonna, quote unquote, come out.
Because there's a, or I don't know how they'd enforce this, but basically, as long as the game is in early access, you're allowed to refund, full refund, at any given point in time.
That needs to happen.
I don't think that will happen because I don't know how you enforce that, but.
Steam can enforce that easily.
Okay. No, well, sorry, I don't know, because I feel like Steam would just lose a lot of money. Because once the company dissolves, Steam has to eat the cost.
They take royalties out of basically anybody who purchases a game. So whether or not somebody refunds the game, they'll still be up. So they don't
care. No. But if the company goes under, then Steam's just eating the cost of the refund.
I guess.
So if you do that at a mass scale, it's gonna cost a lot more than whatnot. Which is why I was thinking, like, hey, pay like a mandatory max of like half of what the game's gonna cost.
Well,
right?
I mean, that just goes back to the core issue of like developers shouldn't be asking for money for game development, you know, like.
No, I agree, but that's the world we're like post to that, right? Like, we can complain about it as much as we want, but we're already past that until a bunch of developers decide that they won't deal with it.
Oh, it does need to stop. Like, ever since the Kickstarter days, it's gotten way too out of hand. It's like I mean, sure, like, there's two sides of the coin, right? It's a pain in the ass to get investors for something, especially when you have to actually pitch them an idea. It's even more of a pain in the ass when investors are making demands that you don't want to do. But it's like, you can't really pay for like a whole studio of people and expect them to come out with a 1.0 release if you don't have funding. So it's like, sure, there's two sides of the coin, but on the other hand, it's like you're a business at the end of the day. You got to raise your own capital, right? It's not, you can't just be like, here's a half-ass fucking product, go pay for it. So
now pay
can,
us.
Yeah, so we can quote unquote make it better. Like, we promise we're going to make it better. Like, I think that's half the reason fucking, again, nobody QAs anymore. A lot of our stuff is half-ass. It's not just the gaming industry, it's the whole entire tech industry nowadays. Especially with AI coming in. Now you got all these fucking AI swap apps that are fucking being thrown out, and then you got a developer, quote unquote, behind them, like, I don't know what the issue is. I don't know the code. Yeah. I can't fix it. Like, so it's just, I don't know. It's a weird transition that we're going into, and I don't like it.
At the higher level, you have stakeholders who don't care about the culture. All they care about is how they can benefit from it. So as a result, you get these shitty ass games or these rush games, these, you know, unfinished games coming out, and it sucks. So I don't know. I mean, at some point, hopefully we'll get somebody who's, you know, rich enough or wealthy enough and cares about the community enough to say, all right, so it stops here. We're going to develop games the way that they need to be developed, the way that they used to be developed. And, you know, kind of force everyone to follow suit, change the game, so to speak.
I mean,
we need a Steph Curry of the gaming community is what we need. That's what we need. We need a Steph Curry to show up. That's what we need.
Well, that's the thing is, like, even if that person exists right now, they still need to make the capital to make that happen themselves, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's all a numbers game, guys. It's all a business game.
Yeah, I think you just need like a lot of, it needs not to be one person, it needs to be a whole bunch of people. And
with the way social media is, when you say a whole bunch of people, you mean a whole bunch of people to come together and make it happen?
No,
or a whole bunch of different
devs.
Entities.
Yeah, a bunch of devs to basically refuse and show that this is a trend. Because, like, it needs to be a trend before anything's going to happen.
What do you think happens if devs strike? If devs are just like, you know what? We're not going to make any games for you anymore. Until you give us the timelines that we need to actually make the game the way that it's supposed to be made and not some rush bullshit, we quit.
We got 7 more sand games.
Well, that's the thing. They can't and they won't because they need that funding to make whatever the hell they're making. So,
I mean, I'm not talking about, I mean, like AAA developers. I'm talking Activision Strike. Talking about we want to make a good Call of Duty. You guys aren't allowing us to do that, so we're just not going to make anything. And you guys can either take the hit, or you can give us a fucking timeline that we need so we can actually make a good fucking game.
They don't pay them anyways, so I...
Yeah, word.
Yeah, it's, you know? Just the whole capitalism at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately. Capitalism.
There are some people who make a bunch of money and can retire off into the sunset, and I'm hoping that someone like that can step up and say, all right, I got a bunch of FU money, you know, and I really care about the community. I want to make a game the right way. So rub hands together. Let's do it. I didn't Nadeshot make an announcement like 3 years ago that 100 Thieves are working on a video game, like an FPS title? Did that not happen?
Yeah, I'm so sure
100 Thieves...
I think the game got scrapped.
Ah.
It was too expensive.
Doctor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's exactly what we expected. Yep. What did he think? He was going to Roblox something together, brother? Like, no, it's going to cost money.
Yep.
Oh, that's wild. No, actually, yeah. I knew nothing about that.
That's yeah, they made like they made a Twitter post a while back, and everyone was like, what? Nishan's doing it.
I know. I know Mikey wants to talk about Metal Gear Solid here.
Of course, man.
All right. That's all of the time that you've paid me for, so I gotta go.
Paid? Shit. Wait a minute. We gotta talk.
Somebody get the investors. Get them on the phone. We need more funding.
Word.
Yeah, listen, but, you know, yeah, but you need Quang.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You didn't pay enough for developers on this early access content podcast. My camera no longer works.
We'll give you Quang's pay rate for another hour, but he needs to say something really fucking suspect.
Word.
There's not one good snake in that franchise.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
XP Sheriff.
Need to black out these cameras real quick, 75. Just while I talk to Quang for a second here.
Oh, we're on.
What? It's time already? Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
Oh, hey, Mike. Mike, what are you doing? What are you doing? Stop it. Yeah, man. I mean, listen, you know, there's not a whole lot to say here. I mean, obviously, if you love Metal Gear Solid series, it's simple. They had their Master Collection Volume 1, you know, Sons of Liberty and Snake Eater. Now they have number 2, and this time you get Metal Gear Solid 4 plus some other games which no one's going to care about. The only reason we give a shit about it is Metal Gear Solid 4, right? That game was always on PS3, never got to any other console, and now you can play MGS4 Sons of the Patriots on PC or all platforms. So that's exactly why I'm getting it, and I cannot fucking wait. That is a good shit down the line. There's not a whole lot to say. You know, you keep it simple when it comes to Metal Gear Solid, you know? If you know, you know. And if you don't, then the fuck's your problem?
Are we getting too... Okay, are developers getting too comfortable with remakes and collections? Let's bring that up for like 5 minutes.
We asked for it.
Okay, valid, but like, are developers so stuck on not having fresh ideas that their backups are always remakes?
We will figure it out when Last of Us 2 gets remade for the
12th. Yeah.
Skyrim remastered. I know for a fact there is a community that is still asking for a remastered Morrowind. So I mean that's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean they should. I think there are a couple of games that I think are so in the gaming, it's so important to gaming history and it's so hard to play that I think should be remastered. Diablo 2, if we can. It's like as an example, or just like be able to play it on like Steam or something.
I thought D2 was remastered. No,
was it?
I thought they did.
I played the original, so I had no need to play.
I'm just
thinking of the kids, you know. I'm thinking of the children.
You know, the children. I know they remastered Warcraft 3 a while ago, so that was kind of interesting.
They did? Nice.
Yeah. Reforge or something like that, they called it. That was 2 years ago-ish. Maybe more. So yeah, that was interesting. Again, even Blizzard is like, we have no ideas. Let's remaster Warcraft 3. Even though nobody's playing RTSs in fucking 2024. 2023, yeah, 2024, whatever the fuck again. It was.
Yeah,
but I mean there are games that I do think need to be remade. Games that don't need to be remade because there's other ways to play it include Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. One of the goats. I'm not saying it's not one of the goats.
See, it's like those particular ones that people are asking for, yeah, sure, go remake them. But like nobody asked for a lot of the fucking remakes that are coming out. Like, I'm probably gonna get flack for this, but like, who really asked for a lot of the Resident Evil remakes? Like, anybody really?
I do think that's one of the ones that actually have a lot of Resident Evil is such a huge. I mean, we had movies, right?
What did they want people... a remake though, or did they want a new game?
No, I think they wanted a remake.
It's hard to say though because I'm not in that community, so I'm not sure just how beloved it is. I mean, it might be that might be like a massive deal. And I will say too that Resident Evil fans it's almost like they've had like a resurgence over the last 2 years since those remakes. You know, like I haven't heard so much. I've heard so much stuff about, you know, the people who played it back in the day and came back to play it again because, you know, sometimes with some games they remake it and you think that the nostalgia is there, but it kind of fizzles out. Yeah, the RE community is still pretty fucking strong, bro. And they're still talking about Requiem, you know, like, I mean, I hear shit about that game all the time. And which is funny because I don't play Resident Evil, so I don't know enough to even understand how massive it or, you know, not so massive it is. But I think that's one of those communities where they definitely care about their remakes for sure.
Mute's calling me out right now. No, Halo, no. No, 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 no. Halo did not need a fucking remaster. Nobody is fucking jumping out of their chair to go play third person fucking the first Halo CE because, like, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But no, we did not need a fucking remaster of fucking Halo. We did not. At all. Like, it's just, I don't know. I think that was the dumbest fucking thing in the world when they first announced that. And from what I've seen, yeah, there's like a, oh, we added like a mission, an extra mission and like a third person mode. And I think it's like a space mission and you like fly through space or some shit. And it's like, did anybody actually ask for that? Like, are we sitting here saying, yeah, let's remaster Halo and put in a third person mode because why not? Because everybody misses the original fucking Halo 1. No?
Yeah. Like, oh, no.
When we were fucking 15, maybe. Sure. Like, sure. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, games these days are super complicated now, and so when you play a game like Halo CE and you realize like how kind of plain the world is, you're either playing it for extreme nostalgia or you're just, I mean, one of those gamers that's just kind of like always on autopilot and you just play. Because I've gone back and I've played Halo CE on the Master Chief Collection, and I just remember thinking to myself, oh well, this is kind of plain, you know. Which, yeah, at the time that it came out, it was massive. It was like, oh, look at this massive world, and look at the terrain. And now I'm playing, I'm like, huh. I guess I wasn't so excited to play this as I thought I would be.
didn't it also have like a high definition graphical mode or whatever too? Like that,
possibly.
Like basically made it more HD 1080. It's like
possibly.
The whole reason we.
I'm just saying, but innovation over fucking going back and doing the same shit. Like,
I mean, I think having like remakes for the sake of making them available is good. I don't need a 12th remake of fucking Halo 1, Last of Us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't need a remake of fucking Hollow Knight if that's like things that people already have access to, you know.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I'm not super like distasteful about the Black Flag remake is because I didn't get to play it. I'm sure if I played this shit out of Black Flag and I was still like full Assassin's Creed when it came out, I wouldn't really give two shits about a remake.
I think like the Master Chief Collection as an example, what is like a good reason to make a remake, you know? Put the whole shit on Steam, make it one big collection. Kingdom Hearts did the same thing. You could say the same thing for like Final Fantasy. Also, we're only noticing it now because we constantly have access to a bunch of these games now. 50% of them, I'm pretty sure, of the PS2 catalogs were PS1 game remakes. Like, for example.
Yeah, there were.
This is not a new thing, but I think since, like, how many games were remade for the Game Boy Advance? Like, Super Mario 3, fucking Super Mario 2. Yeah.
I bought them shits too. I can't even lie.
Final Fantasy 2, 3, 4, 6. Like, but it's just nowadays, since it's so much more visible because everyone who played the Final Fantasy VII remake then watched the Final Fantasy VII remaster get made. And you're like, well, I have access to the other one. Like it's like I can go play the other one. It's so much easier. I don't have to fucking hope my cartridge works. Stand there for 10 minutes just like
praying.
I mean that's one I know for a fact a lot of people have been asking for. I don't know if they added anything to, well, don't they have actually like 3 Final Fantasy VII remakes?
This is the hard one because one of them is technically like the gameplay is not similar at all. So do you call it a remake? It's the same story-ish. They changed some of the story. It's
story-ish.
The newest one is not like an actual like bar for bar remake, which is why I felt okay with it being nominated for Game of the Year. Right?
Yeah.
It's just like,
of course,
so it's Final Fantasy VII, but not Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah. To be fair, calling it also saying VII, Final Fantasy really fucked up. They didn't think it through. Like, they hit the third game and they're like, wait, I guess we have to stick with this formula. Because these stories don't line up at all, you know? It's not like a series of games.
Yeah. Like, what's the end goal, right?
I mean, we're at, what, 14 now?
16, I think, aren't we?
Who fucking knows?
Yeah.
You know what I want?
You know... Oh.
I was going to say, I don't know if
still
I
want that. If you didn't notice my face...
My arm!
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good.
My girlfriend just came in, like, did not look at the computer.
If we had to pick one game to be remade, like, remastered, all that, modern graphics...
Yep.
What's the one you choose?
One game to be remade? Modern graphics.
Yeah, to actually get, like, remade.
None of them. Let them die.
No, okay, well, I disagree with that for a few reasons, but before I say that, one game.
If you want to sit there and think, for me, it's Chrono Trigger. I think Chrono Trigger, timeless story. I mean, it's a JRPG. So, you can get...
Spider-Man,
you don't really have to mix
PS1
up the mechanics that much.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2 on the PlayStation was lit, brother.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, best combos, by the way. They never brought those combos back in the future Spider-Man. It's all repetitive, so...
The N64 Spider-Man, bro.
Yeah, bro. N64, I don't know about all that. But anyways, one game, though...
Yeah, Chrono Trigger for me is, like, easy. Also, if you added, like, voice acting to it, I think it would elevate that story so much more.
I got one. Not Siphon Filter. One of the SOCOM games. Which one? I don't know. I already got Metal Gear Solid remastered, so I can't say that at this point.
But you have
yours. I would say SOCOM, man. That is a game I kind of missed the tactical.
Okay.
Military shooters.
Here's a question. Do you want a SOCOM remaster or do you just want a new SOCOM?
That's a great question. That's a good point, actually. Okay, I got it then. I got it. Splinter Cell Chaos Theory. I want that remastered. That's what I want.
Valid.
That's a great point, Justin. So yeah. True, because a new SOCOM would be just as good, not better. So yeah. Give me Splinter Cell Chaos Theory remastered. I'd be happy, boy.
Give me End War 2, please.
Ooh, yeah. Weren't you like 10th in the US at that game or some shit?
There was a point where I was second or third. But I was top 10 for like a good month and a half.
Yeah. How many people were playing? I'm kidding.
Shut the fuck up.
I remember legit losing J-Dog to In War for a while. Like, I come over and he's just playing In War. I'm like, fuck, dude, I lost my boy. He's a stealth fighter now.
Bro, it was so good. It was like an RTS, but like not an RTS at the same time. Like, it was It was a weird, it was a good combination. It was like the voice activation was what kind of like sold it, TBH.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah, it was like, it was like, it was such a weird, so like when you started, it was all rock, paper, scissors, right? But when you got to endgame, none of that shit mattered. You fucking, it was like, infantry kills tanks, tanks kills helicopters, whatever. And then fucking all of a sudden you have a tank that has anti-air missiles or some shit. And it's like, that mm-hmm. shit don't matter no more.
Hell yeah.
God, that shit was fun. See, do we want to talk a little Dying Light before we go?
Yeah, man. I went back to play Dying Light 2 recently. I'm still playing it right now, but every now and then you get stuck on a mission and you're like, I don't really feel like being Sherlock Holmes. So, you know, someone on YouTube knows how to get past this shit. And in the process of me looking up Dying Light 2 videos, I saw that there are rumors for Dying Light 3 to come out. So they released the DLC called The Beast, which got like really, really good reviews from people who played it. So I'm going to play that pretty soon. But apparently in the end of that DLC, it kind of alludes to the fact that there's more to the story. So I don't know if it's another DLC for Dying Light 2 or if a Dying Light 3 is to come. But both ways, I would be really excited for that. Dying Light is one of my favorite games ever that I've played. And what they did with the second game was really great. So if they can continue that story, I'm all in. I don't know. Do you guys ever play Dying Light?
I played.
Not me.
I only got like 3 hours into Dying Light 2. I didn't get to touch the first one.
Oh man. Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you like open world RPGs, definitely a good time killer. Also will scare the shit out of you if you happen to catch yourself outside at night. So just be aware of that. If you don't like being chased by big horny monsters, you probably should go to sleep. But yeah, besides that, great game. So yeah, if you like Dying Light, if the 3 comes out, I will be excited.
I mean, is it a rumor? It looked like it was confirmed coming out.
From what I've seen, I haven't seen any confirmation of it, unless TechLens has actually said that they are doing it. Let me see.
I have it on some platform. Just need to figure out which one. I actually downloaded the GOG launcher, which is supposed to like help put all your games together from different launchers. So I'm probably gonna see if that actually works. If not, just uninstall it.
So it looks like, at least from what I see here, that Techland has said, when describing Dying Light the Beast, that it feels like Dying Light 3. So I guess some people have called it that. But as far as a separate standalone game, it doesn't look like they've confirmed that. Just that.
So the DLC is Dying Light 3.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if the, and again, it, the location for Dying Light 3 currently is looks like it's going to be in Japan, so that'll be really interesting if that is true.
Interesting.
I'd be excited for that.
How are like the side missions and shit in 2?
The side missions are interesting. It's usually, you know, we need you to go and collect something that's been like sitting in a crate for 35 years and like return it back to us. Or some of them are a bit comical. So someone will they'll say like there'll be a guy who loves actually I remember there was one guy who likes to paint, and he said that his favorite color of red, the only way he could achieve his favorite shade of red was to get it from a very specific type of monster. So you had to like hunt them down and kill them to like collect their blood and give it back to the guy. Some of them are pretty comical, so like two people will be arguing about like what they think is better, and then you have to like answer it for them. It's a good mix of the side missions. It doesn't necessarily feel repetitive. The dialogue, I feel like they put a lot more effort into the dialogue than I'm used to for other RPGs. Because usually for side missions, it's very quick. Like, please help. Can you do this? And you're like, sure or no. Whereas with some side missions, you'll be sitting there listening to be like 2 minutes will go by and you're still talking to the person. So then I just started skipping, like, can we just get to the point? Like, what do you want me to do, bro?
Hero, I need your help.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty solid shit. And you know me, man. I like my side missions. Like I can't just beat the story straight out. I gotta do hella side missions before I do anything else.
So I'm sure I'll pick it up at some point again on my backlog of shit. When's the Black Flag remaster coming out again?
Ooh, I don't remember.
I feel like that was supposed to be recent or some shit.
It should be on the way, right?
I don't know. I might pick it up. I need a new controller first. Shit's going out of whack again. Too much usage.
But yeah, that'll be a fun one.
Yeah. Good shit. Anything else coming up that we got on top of our heads?
Nothing that I'm paying attention to, anyways.
Yeah, exactly. If it catches our attention, we'll cover it soon.
I know there's a list of stuff on the Steam page that I might start checking out, but a lot of that doesn't come out till next month, so we will be looking. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been XP Share episode
70,000.
Thank y'all for chilling. We'll have this up on YouTube in the next few days, as per usual. Tournament's coming up. Check out the Discord, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, subscribe button looks so cool. Love y'all. Deuces.
You see at DreamCon.
What do Juice Wayne and Batman have in common? Join the Cracked Media Discord to find out. The answer may not be there, but there are a lot of other cool stuff. I promise.